The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Evangelii Dicta de Ante Nostra Licta. The prophet Jeremiah is probably the prophet whose persecution by the people was the most graphically accounted for in the Bible. But as Jesus says to the scribes and the Pharisees at times, he says, your fathers killed the prophets, right? So the prophets were often rejected for speaking the truth. And if they were coming to bring the truth that was sort of preparing the world for Christ, and then we know what they did to Christ, why should we expect any more or any different? I think a lot of people have this kind of milquetoast view of Christianity. I think I've kind of talked about that before, and I think maybe expressed how I feel about that before, about how I really can't stand the image of Christianity that just boils down to be nice. Nope. Be charitable. Be loving. Yes. Be nice. Not necessarily. Speak the truth. We've been baptized as priest, prophet, and king. The prophet's part of that. The prophet speaks the truth on behalf of God, and they are strengthened by God to do that. Sometimes the prophets, like Jonah, will run away. Sometimes the prophets will bellyache and complain about how hard their vocation is, like Jeremiah. But they still did it. And that's what Jesus is calling us to do as well. Speak the truth boldly, regardless of what the world thinks about it. The world throws ugly words in our direction. We speak the truth anywhere. We ought to speak the truth anyway. It's like the people complain about Jeremiah. He's demoralizing people, or he's causing difficulty, or why can't you just go along with how things are going? Why can't you say something pleasant for once, Jeremiah? Well, people of Israel, it's because you're straying from God and your path is evil. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I'm not going to throw rose petals in your path and tell you, oh, well, and just, and maybe if Jeremiah doesn't go like, well, maybe if I'm really nice to them, what if I really butter them up? What if I wear the fluffiest, softest kid gloves I have? Like, have you considered that your path is leading you to everlasting torment and hell? Just consider that. Like, no. He spoke the truth and said, thus says the Lord, you're on the wrong path. Turn back, or something horrible is going to happen. And they didn't, and lo and behold, something horrible happened. So we should not worry what our world thinks of it. We should not be concerned with how our world thinks of us or what the world thinks of us. We need to speak the truth. Or what the world does to us. We need to speak the truth. And I know we don't always do that perfectly. I don't always do that perfectly. It's very easy to be all firebrand up on the pulpit. And it's rather intimidating having to speak uncomfortable truths clearly in real life. But that doesn't mean that it's not the right thing to do. How much harm has come to our world because people who knew the truth haven't spoken up? Us in particular, how much harm has come into the world because the Catholic Church, us, have failed to boldly, clearly, unapologetically speak the truth in its complete fullness, without embarrassment, without fear. Much less live it ourselves. Now, this doesn't mean be a jerk. This doesn't mean be mean. This doesn't mean be cruel. I think, as I've said before, if you're correcting some, if you're calling out some evil in the world, and you're getting this sort of thrill of, I put them in their place, and you know, we're all sinners. You know the thrill I'm talking about. That I'm right. You feel like I'm on the side of the angels, and you're on reflection like I wasn't on the side of the angels there. I was definitely taking that amount of vicious zeal. Yes, I'm proclaiming the truth, but I'm using the truth as a hammer just to smack someone on the head. Not for the sake of giving them the truth, but for the sake of smacking them in the head. I misuse the truth to smack them on the head. Right? I wanted to be superior. I wanted to be the one in the know. I wanted to be the authority. I wanted to be obeyed. Right? So there are ways that we can misuse the truth. And it's important to recognize that, because we need to be, if we're going to be speaking the truth boldly and plainly, we also need to be blameless. We need to be above reproach. When they say, well, you're just mean, you're just being cruel, you're just being judgmental, you're just being biased, you're just being a bigot, you're just being this, whatever ugly words, false and ugly words, whatever ugly words they throw back at us when we speak the truth, we need to make sure they actually are false. But that's kind of another kettle of fish. Right? And sometimes, and this is the problem, sometimes we get so concerned about being received well, or making sure people think well of us when we speak, that we forget to actually speak the truth. Again, how much time have we, the church, wasted on trying to make the world like us? The world will never like us. It killed God over its hatred of truth. We were part of that too. Our guilt, we have guilt in this too. We're sinners too. The world is never going to like the truth. We should get over that hang up. It's not going to happen. We need to speak the truth, and we need to speak it boldly. We need to speak it unapologetically. That's what we are called to do. That's what we must do. In charity, yes, so that we're not just making noise. But again, remember, another thing I've said before, right, is that St. Paul talks about speak truth, but in love. But the first part of this, speak the truth. Speak the truth, but in love. Otherwise, you're just making noise. Paul does not even consider the scenario about speaking with love without truth. Because to speak what you think is lovingly, but lacking truth or compromising truth, even a little bit, is not love anymore. It's horrible cruelty to leave someone in their error. Horrible cruelty to leave someone in their sin like that. There's nothing loving about compromising the truth. So, yes, charity, love, gentleness, considering, making sure that we're speaking so that we can be heard rather than just how we want to say it. All those things we need to do to make sure that we can sort of continue to set the world on fire, pass on the fire we have received. But prior to that, we need to make sure that what we're passing down, what we're burning with, is the real fire, the real thing. Unadulterated, uncompromised, unafraid, in its fullness, the truth.